Hi, my name is Ifeoluwa. Welcome to I Read the Old Bible Every Year. Today's reading comes from the book of Leviticus, chapter 26 and 27. I would like to share with you what I learned from today's reading. I pray that what I share will give an accurate account of God's word and that it blesses you. Let's pray. Father, I pray that what I share is on your heart, and this summary brings understanding and revelation to me and God's people. In Jesus' name, amen. Leviticus chapter 26. God expressed his willingness to strengthen the Israelites and make them indomitable, prosperous, and great. The basic instruction is not to worship other gods. However, if they refuse to obey, they will see his great wrath. Their enemies will overpower them. Wild animals will devour them, their children, and their cattle. Moreover, their cities will be made desolate and left in ruins. Meanwhile, God says that if the descendants will confess their sins, that he will remember his covenant with Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. He, God, will remember them even in the land of their enemies. Lessons from the chapter. Our God is a jealous God. We are not to put anything before him. His will should be our utmost priority, and we should never have another God beside him. Giving our all to him attracts great blessings. Luke 4:8. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Leviticus chapter 27. The chapter contains instructions of the Lord concerning vows and fulfilling them. God mentioned that anyone who is poor and couldn't pay his vows should be allowed to pay what he could afford. This is to inform us of God's wisdom and fairness. He is a just judge. Thank you for listening to this episode. Join me next Wednesday as we progress into the book of Numbers. I pray that you have a desire for the Word of God. Stay blessed.